Everybody, welcome back. Today is July 4th. It is the Independence Day of America. And this is Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought, and I'm Neo Gentrix, your host. Now, y'all remember yesterday was my birthday, and I was supposed to release the podcast on fats and what they were and if they were good for us. But because it was my birthday, I took a day off and decided not to do that. Well, now I'm back, and we're going to go ahead and pick up where I left off. And like I said before, I will release more than one, either today or tonight or tomorrow. So we're going to pick up what I left off with, like, what is fat, okay? It is an essential part of our diet and nutrition, okay? We can't live without it. For those who think they can, we can't. Our bodies require small amounts of good fat to function and help prevent disease. However, a lot of modern diets contain far more fat than the body needs. So, with that being said, too much fat, especially too much of the wrong fat, can cause serious health complaints, including, but not limited to, obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol levels being out the wazoo, which in turn leads to, like, greater risk of heart disease and so on and so forth. Okay? Dietary fats make food tasty. They often improve the texture of food as well as the flavored smell. They make food more appealing. In the UK, the Department of Health suggested that no more than 35% of total calories should come from fat. Whereas in the US, fat intake is 30% of the total calorie intake. In reality, most Western diets derive at 40% and sometimes a lot more. So, with that being said, a lot more of their energy comes from the fats, okay? So with that, first thing I'm going to go ahead and say is this. Fat is good. Period. Okay? Like protein, but not carbohydrates. Fat is essential to human life. We need it in our diets. However, we only need so much of it and the right kind. Okay? Fat is a concentrated source of energy. 1 gram of fat contains 9 calories, much more than a gram of protein or carbohydrates, which both contains 4 calories. The body can pull on its fat reserves during lean times for energy, and it converts it into glucose. And on top of that, fat provides a cushion to protect our vital organs. Without fat, our organs would be more prone to danger. Furthermore, fat acts as an insulator also and helps you maintain correct body temperature. So if you're always wondering why you're so cold, there's one of the main reasons. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. And we're back. Picking up where I left off. Okay. Fats enable our body to process vitamins such as A, D, E, and K, which are all fat-soluble vitamins, and they're vital to good health. If I haven't already covered vitamins, believe you me, I will cover it in more detail. Okay? Like amino acids, in protein, fats contain essential fatty acids. Okay? And those acids, as their name suggests, are essential to good health and likely to help the heart and your immune system. So your body cannot make its own synthesizing these acids, okay? And therefore, it has to get them from something else, such as these fats. As for some of the fatty acids, like omega-3, may provide more health benefits, such as complementing the cognitive process of your brain. Fat makes food taste better, by the way, such as hot butter crumpets, double cream truffles, or gravy made for dipping. Well, I'm going on a food craze here. I'm sorry about that. Although we need fat, we only need a small quantity of the right kinds of fats to stay healthy. We all know that too much fat and consuming the wrong kinds of food can be detrimental to our health, but not eating what you need to is just as bad. And like I covered before for your BMI, okay, The term obese has become more complacent in recent years, and in the UK, it's estimated that 1 in 4 adults is clinically obese, having a BMI of 30 or more. And obesity is, in most cases, caused by inappropriate diets and consuming too much fat, okay? Now, I've already covered what a BMI is and whether it's good or bad for you, so I won't be going back into that again, alright? Now, the other half of it, fat is bad. Due to its high calorific levels, 1 gram of fat equals 9 calories, it is easy to consume too many calories when eating fatty foods, and the unused calories then become stored in the body as fat, and that does in turn help you to gain weight. So, I'm going to continue this in a second. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back, and I'm going to talk about the rest of how fat can be bad, and then we'll talk about the types of fat. Okay. So basically, something had come up and I had to go take care of that. But anyway, our bodies store fat for lean times and have evolved to cope with seasonal availability of food, storing fat when food is plentiful and burning it off when food is scarce. In the modern world, for most people, food is plentiful all year round and our bodies store fat but never seem to burn it off. As fat accumulates, we become overweight, as you already know. Fat can cushion and protect our internal organs. However, too much cushioning means more bulk and weight, which then turns increases the workload of the heart and the other organs, making it harder for your body to function properly. Your body, preferably the liver, produces cholesterol, which is vital to a healthy body and a building block for essential chemicals that the body produces. So with that being said, cholesterol is a waxy substance that in low levels freely flows throughout our body in the blood. But high levels of cholesterol means a higher risk of developing coronary heart disease. Okay? Some fats are worse than others, and saturated fats are worst of all for you than unsaturated fats. And this is due with their chemical structure and knowing how the body processes them. Trans or hydrogenated fats, which are also are almost exclusively manufactured, although they do occur naturally in small quantities in meat and dairy products, are used in many, many processed foods and are particularly bad, and they're linked to an increased risk of high cholesterol levels and, again, heart disease. Like I mentioned before, there are two types of fats, saturated and unsaturated. Okay, then with them being the two main types, unsaturated fats are generally considered better than the saturated ones, okay? The reasons that unsaturated fats are better is down to the molecular structure of the fats. Their molecules form regular shapes that clump together easily, whereas unsaturated fats, however, form irregular shapes that do not clump together so easily. Saturated fats, by the way, therefore are more likely to stick to the sides of the arteries and allow other saturated molecules to build up on top of them. This can clog your arteries and cause high blood pressure. This in turn makes your heart pump harder, trying to keep your blood and body rich with oxygen, okay? So it's both a good and a bad thing. Fats are not soluble in water, or blood, for that matter. Unless this problem is addressed, usually through a change in your diet and increase in exercise, it can lead to serious health problems. Again, mentioning the whole heart disease thing, okay? So I'm going to be frank. Generally, although not exclusively, saturated fats come from animal sources such as meat, dairy, eggs, etc. and are usually solid at room temperature. Okay? Unsaturated fats come from vegetable sources such as sunflower oil, olive oil, soy oil, oily fish such as salmon, trout, mackerel, etc. and soft margarines and butters and such. Okay? Vegetable sources do contain saturated fats, but usually in low amounts. Take oats, for example, which contain about, I do believe, 9% fat, and make up the three types of saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated fats. The monounsaturated and polyunsaturated monounsaturated and the polyunsaturated are the two main types of unsaturated fats. They are unsaturated as they are missing one or more atoms in their chemical makeup. This is what gives them their weird or irregular shape, okay? With that being said, there are hydrogenated and trans fats. Hydrogenated fat is manufactured fat used in processed foods. It contains some qualities desirable to food manufacturers, but is perhaps the worst of all fats when it comes to health, okay? It is a vegetable fat that has been treated with extra hydrogen. The change in the chemical makeup of the fat, making it solid at room temperature, technically unsaturated fat, hydrogenated or trans fat increases the risk of coronary heart disease. It raises the levels of LDL cholesterol, lowering levels of good HDL cholesterol in your blood. This is the most important fat to avoid. Let's just say that right now, okay? Cholesterol is a type of fat found in the blood, and nearly all the cholesterol in the body is produced by the liver. Very little is found in food, although seafood, liver, kidneys, and eggs do contain some cholesterol. And it is vital to your body. Not only does it play a role in how all cells work, but it is also a building block for other essential chemicals that the body produces. Keep that in mind. Cholesterol is carried around the body in the bloodstream combined with proteins. And these are called lipoproteins. There are two main types of lipoproteins that are used to measure cholesterol levels in the blood. An LDL, low-density lipoprotein, and HDL, high-density lipoprotein. The low lipoprotein is often called the bad cholesterol, whereas the high-density lipoprotein is considered a good cholesterol. HDL is good as it can remove excess bad cholesterol from your bloodstream. Okay? So, with what I said in the last piece, the blood cholesterol is measured by looking at the total HDL and LDL and other fats in your bloodstream, okay? People with high cholesterol levels are more likely to develop heart problems, though. So just keep that in mind. The risks are increased further for people who, believe it or not, smoke, already have high blood pressure, are physically inactive, unfit, are overweight or obese, or suffer from diabetes. And the common cause of high cholesterol levels in modern society is the consumption of just way too many saturated fats. Okay? So, here's some healthy fat tips real quick. And it's not a long list. It's really short. Read the labels of the food before you buy it. Okay? And try to reduce the amounts of trans fats, hydrogenated fats, saturated fats in your diet. Always favor foods with unsaturated fats if you can help it. Okay? If you're overweight, then you should attempt to reduce your total fat intake. Try to replace fatty foods with fresh fruit or vegetables. Increase your consumption of oily fish, with reason, of course. Omega-3 fats are known to provide many health benefits, and most people do not consume enough of them. This includes, but not limited to, salmon, trout, fresh tuna, and mackerel, okay? Just wanted to go ahead and let you know that right now. I just wanted to make sure I got my point across with that. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. I covered what fats are. I covered the basic difference between the two. Alright? But I feel like some people still don't understand, and they still think that fats are bad. So with that being said, in my next podcast, I'm going to go ahead and cover cooking fats and oils. So that way you understand which ones are better to use, which ones are good to eat, and so on and so forth. Okay? And with that, that brings an end to this podcast. I will talk to you guys later. Feel free to hit me up here on Anchor or any of my other following social media, whether it be on Facebook or on my Instagram at Neogentrix or on my Facebook, facebook.com/StrikerFusion, all one word. I will talk to you guys later and have a great rest of your day.